You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends Radio Show.
Fun, funny, and fast. You are a part of Ace and Friends. Whether you're watching on YouTube, Ace TJ TV, our YouTube channel, you're listening wherever you download podcasts, or you're listening on the Ace and TJ app as it happens live. Well, it's not actually live.
It's live. For our purposes.
However you're listening, watching, viewing, we appreciate you being a part of Ace and Friends.
Yeah.
Every single day.
All the time, it seems now.
Day. Riggins is going to be back on Facebook tonight, 7 Eastern.
Yep.
For the Riggins Experience.
The Ace and TJ Show Experience.
The Ace and TJ Show Experience featuring Riggins.
Yeah. They didn't give me the title. They didn't give my name in the title.
On his birthday.
On my birthday.
He'll be in them beers entertaining you.
Riggins gives out the Riggins Experience in the privacy of his own home.
That's right.
Oh, that's right, Rob.
That's exactly right.
Welcome to my home, or as I call it, the Riggins Experience.
Yeah. Tell him spank my birthday.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah.
A lot of ladies coming by for the Riggins Experience on the rig.
Tons.
I have to charge you double. It was so good this time.
You don't have to put a quarter in this bed to make it shake. You know what I'm saying? That's a very dated reference.
Extremely dated reference.
I've never seen a vibrating bed in person.
Really? No, y'all probably haven't, have you?
I know it from a Jimmy Buffett song. It was called Magic Fingers, wasn't it?
Yeah, there are different names, but yeah, they would have motels that would have vibrating beds, and you know, as a kid, you were like, "Let's do it. Let's put them on. It's crazy. The bed moves."
Yeah.
Right. My parents were always like, "We're not putting money. We're not doing that."
They don't have those in the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't think so.
That was not in the, what was it called? Magic Finger?
But there was a time motels were like, people just stayed in motels. Not every place was there weren't as many hotels. There just weren't.
The difference is a motel has the doors facing out, right?
And hotels are all in there. But seriously, you'll see there just weren't as many hotels. Hotels were big money things, usually for conventions and some motels. The world was based around, you know, the Holiday Inn, which was a motel chain. And they were nice. You would stay at the motel. No, you never thought anything about it because there just weren't hotels.
I remember when I was a kid, you used to see all the commercials for Motel 6.
Yeah.
Everything. We'll leave a light on for you.
Yeah, that was the way of the world. There just weren't as many hotels. Everything was a motel.
I don't think I've ever stayed in a motel.
Hotels were like big city things.
Yep. Now, if you hear Motel 6, you're like, I'm going to avoid that one.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's kind of sad. It's unfair.
It's unfair.
I feel all right about it.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Look, we got a lot of stuff going on today when it comes to Ace and Friends. We're going to play a new game called Most Likely To. We're also going to play a little game called A Little Kid or Drunk Adult and much more. So don't miss it. Here we go.
This is Ace and Friends.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Today is a big day because it is Riggins' birthday. Riggins and my wife share a birthday.
Yeah.
Isn't along fun? With Frank, our social, our web guy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a fun little coincidence.
Yeah, that y'all share. You went to the same high school?
We grew up in the same town, went to the same high school, and her brother went to college like 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Growing up.
And the two of you, Riggins and my wife, Amanda, went to the same high school, although... They're 5 years apart, yeah, class wise. Like, so like when Riggins was a senior, she was in the eighth grade, and then you went to the same college as well.
And we went to the same college.
You both graduated from the same college.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then her brother went to school, which was right down the street from where Riggins grew up.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're thinking to yourself, that's weird. It is weird that my wife was in the eighth grade when Riggins was a senior, and I'm 20 years older than Riggins.
Yeah.
I never quite put it in that kind of perspective.
Oh, that's what I think about all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Would it have freaked you out if I told you like we dated or something?
Oh yeah. Yes. If I found out that when I started dating Amanda, that you said, I think I went out with her in high school. What?
Would that stop you wanting to continue to see her?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think
it would have been illegal for him to date her when he was
He meant if she were theoretically, okay, if she were older. Like,
okay, okay.
If they, like, if she was a junior when he was a senior and they had dated, would that have stopped me from dating her? No, because that was, you know, a long time before I knew her. Actually, in reality, it wasn't that long.
It really wasn't that long. It really wasn't.
Yeah. It was probably like 7 years before I knew her.
All you can think of.
Yeah, because she was 24, about to turn 25 when I met her. And I was like a couple weeks away from turning whatever age I was going to turn.
Yeah.
At that point.
And I was in college for 5 years. So she might have been there when I was still there.
There may have been an overlap year. Yeah. No, yeah. Maybe. Your last year would have been her first year then. Mm-hmm. So she would have been a freshman. You're fifth and final year of college.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Small world.
It's very, very, it's getting more and more weird by the day.
Yeah, I know.
I never thought of it that way, that y'all, same high school, same college, and the fact that, I never realized y'all probably were there for a year together. Her freshman year would have been your senior year.
Panty raid. They still do panty raids?
I don't think so. I think they frown on them.
What was the panty raid?
Guys would run into the girls' dorms and steal
their panties?
Yeah.
Really? You can't do that anymore?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think they frown heavily on that.
What a sick world we live in that we can't do that anymore.
Yeah. If you think about it, now it seems super creepy that a bunch of guys will run into a girl's dorm and steal their panties.
Panty raid.
They didn't do that when I was in college.
It's a tradition, okay?
I don't think that's a good defense, Rob.
Yeah. This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
This is Ace and Friends.
You are about to hear a woman's very detailed fantasy. Yet it's not quite exactly what you think when you hear that you're about to hear somebody's fantasy, but I love the amount of detail in this.
I realize that I'm sick and twisted for saying this, but I would kill for a night at the beach in Ocean City, Maryland, a sticky, hot summer night where it's like 85 degrees, 100% humidity at 10 p.m., and we're all sitting out back of somebody's bayside porch. We're smoking cigs. We're drinking Natty Bows. We're hanging. I don't even smoke cigs. Everyone smells like sunscreen. My hair's like that perfect post-beach wave. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God. I would give anything for a fractured prune donut in the morning.
Has she lived that moment once before in her lifetime?
Sounds that way.
And probably thought, this is the perfect moment.
85 degree. I mean, the details that she gives transports you right there. Yeah. I wouldn't pick Ocean City Beach in Maryland.
No.
But everything else, late night, 85 degrees, you smell like sunscreen, you're smoking cigs, drinking.
I love that. Natty Bows. I don't even smoke. But in that moment, it seems like this is the right thing
to do. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just paradise.
I'm just going to sit here and smoke a cig.
Yeah. With your friends, and you're sweating a little bit. You've been at the beach all day. And more spectacular.
More importantly than anything else, in that moment, not a care in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing in the world that can ruin that particular moment.
Yep.
Just, she's had to have experienced that at one point to be able to draw that much detail into that.
Yeah. I love that. I love it.
And ends it off with, I need a fractured prune donut.
Yeah. Which sounds like the worst place to get donuts. I mean, what about a prune? Sounds tasty. I don't get that, but I'm sure they're delicious, but I hate that name.
It's not a good name.
You wake up the next morning, that's on the agenda.
Like, absolutely.
That's the perfect day for her. I love that. I love how she has it so detailed as to what her absolute perfect day would be.
Yeah, and she's sitting clearly in the break room at work, and she's just like doing the grind every day, and she's like, God, what I wouldn't give to have this moment in my life today. Because the real world sucks. I mean, but every once in a while, you stumble upon a moment like that, and you're like, God, I'm going to carry this with me forever.
I just hope right now everyone is able to capture whatever that moment is in your mind for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one that you've had, and just like maybe in a brief moment here, like right now. And you can't help but smile thinking about it, because that's awesome.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends presents
I'm about to have a good day.
The good news.
It's a pretty awesome story. And when you hear it, you think, that's great. Why didn't somebody do this before? A group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins University have come up with a silencer for leaf blowers. If you've ever been someplace where, well, just say you're trying to sleep in one Saturday and somebody's got a leaf blower going. I just know in general, when they mow around my townhouse, when the guy comes by to blow the leaves up, it's like you can't hear yourself think. But this was part of a project and they have successfully made a silencer for leaf blowers that makes the leaf blower 37% less loud, which is considerable when you hear it.
Yeah.
They've already signed a deal with Black & Decker and expect them to be available within 2 years. They're going to mass produce them. Should be available within 2 years. Also, good news, six sisters from Missouri are now joint record holders for having the highest combined age of six living siblings. Now, quite honestly, feels like a bit of a stretch to come up with a world record. The highest combined age of six living siblings. The youngest is 88. The oldest is 101.
Oh, gosh.
Golly.
Their combined age is 571 years.
An old lady.
But what are the odds that six siblings, all of them still alive, between the ages of 88 and 101?
It's incredible.
It is unbelievable.
They should make a soccer team. You know, that's the joke.
Yeah. But I think about my mom and her two sisters. Only one of them made it to 88. The other one died at, I think she was 86 when she just recently died. And my mom was 78 when, or my mom was 80 when she died.
Yeah.
So that's super rare. And a group of guys in Flint, Michigan is in the news after saving a raccoon from choking. They smacked it on the back until it coughed up a piece of cheese. The whole thing is on video. It scurried off. It was fine. They said they knew it was in trouble because it was making the universal choking sign, hands to the neck.
Yeah.
They swear that's the truth.
Yeah. Oh, no, the video's crazy.
Do you see the raccoon?
You only see it from the back, you know, just hunched over. But the guy walks up like you do to a kid, like if you don't know the Heimlich, where you just like start whacking it right in between the shoulders. And sure enough, the thing takes off.
Got to be honest with you. If that's me, there's no good news story coming out of that because I don't think I'm messing with that raccoon.
No?
I'd be like, that looks, I said, I'm not hitting that raccoon.
He ain't giving me rabies.
I'd be freaked out that raccoon might turn on me. I don't know. That would be a tough one.
You've seen people rescue cats and they just scratch you all to hell?
Yeah. But hey.
Raccoon's worse.
They did. And that's the good news.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Ace and Friends.
So I ran across something that I think could be fun for us to play as we all get to know each other better every single day on Ace and Friends. It's called Most Likely To.
Okay.
I will give you the most likely to scenario. You tell me which cast member you think would be most likely to do this. Most likely to send someone a snarky Instagram DM.
Oh, that's Ace for sure.
The word snarky made me think that's Riggins.
I could be snarky, but I wouldn't do it over a DM, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I voted because I think you would be the most likely to kind of just the snarky thought.
Yeah.
More so than Rob. Who are you voting for, Riggins?
Probably you.
Oh, okay. Who is most likely to go skinny dipping?
Ace.
Yeah, I'd agree. Who is most likely to date, would be most likely to date more than one person at a time?
Ace.
I don't think Ace would. Maybe Riggins. Maybe.
No,
Ace would.
Ace one. I
didn't think that was the case. My bad for giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Check and check, Rob. Let's see. Who is most likely to start a rumor?
Oh, Riggins, because he would love to hear how it would go.
Just for fun? You think you would just do it?
Start a rumor. Yeah, I mean, that does sound like something I would do.
That was my vote too, Rob.
He would love to have a rumor spreading around.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Let's see. Okay. Who is most likely to drop something on the floor and still eat it?
I'd say me.
Yeah. Probably Rob. I was going to say you too, Rob. Who is most likely to give someone the wrong directions intentionally?
I would do that. That's hysterical. Actually, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to see if I can work that in because that is funny. Just give them directions to like the Dairy Queen in South Carolina. That'd be so funny.
I saw that. I was like, we got to read that one. That's there's no way that's anybody but Reagan. Yeah. He would do that. Who would be most likely to check their partner's text messages?
Ace.
Ace.
I don't. I've never looked. I don't do that. It's not my business. I don't keep up with it. I don't worry about
it. It's most likely, though.
Yeah.
Out of all of us.
I would have said you, Riggins. In no some type of weird paranoia scenario that you
no,
would
I like, think
I'm gonna go find out what this is about.
No, I think you definitely would.
No, it's not my thing. I would never have never. I can know what's in the mail, and I won't open a piece of mail that comes to my house that says it's to Amanda. Even if I know, like, oh, that's a bill that needs to be paid, I'll wait until she opens it before I look at it. I don't do that.
Doth protest too much.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Ace and Friends.
This is like a little safety tip for everybody. You got to be careful with biscuits, man.
Yeah.
We'll let you hear this. You'll know when it goes bad. Then we'll give you a better explanation. There you go. That's just a can of biscuits popping open. But it blasts this woman in the face in this video that's going viral.
We talk about all the time, like, what's your unreasonable fear? And people saying, like, oh, the can of biscuits. And I always think, like, that's never happened. I know people freak out about that. It's never happened. Well, it's definitely happened because we just watched it on video. Yeah. That whole top comes off, and it looks like it hits her right in the eye.
Yeah, it looks rough.
Banging it on the corner of the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And it just literally explodes.
And that's how you do it. She didn't do anything wrong. We've all done it, mm-hmm. You know, but I remember my mom telling me as a kid, you always point that away from you. Always hold that away from you when you do that. And I don't know if something happened when she was young.
Yeah.
I clearly remember those instructions my entire life. And even now I don't do it in front of me. I kind of do it on the side of the counter so that it's pointed away from me.
You've opened biscuits before? A can of biscuits?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like I'm stupid.
Of course I've opened a can of biscuits.
Why would I think, of course.
I've made biscuits as a kid. I've made biscuits as an adult. I made biscuits on Mother's Day for my wife. Burned them, but I made them.
You burned the biscuits. Somebody burned the biscuits.
The biscuit says 12 to 14 minutes, and I set it for 13 minutes in our oven, and then I went and finished what I was doing.
They were still burned?
And they were burned. I set it for 13 minutes. Our oven runs a little hot, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm just saying, cooking was not your strong suit, so I assumed that you never opened a can of biscuits.
I've opened a can of biscuits.
Okay.
But you're right. I can understand that. It's not my strong suit.
Yeah.
But I have clearly, I've opened lots of cans of biscuits.
Okay.
Like 10.
A whole lot.
Yeah, but it can be, that I see why that makes people nervous. It's weird. It seems weird to be hitting.
I know. It seems like.
Counter. It seems like an odd way to do that.
They should rework that packaging.
You would think in all these years, they found a better way. But they essentially have not. It still works the exact same way that it did when I was a kid.
Let's make them like a stick of dynamite where it explodes when you open it. It sends metal flying.
Yeah, then you got to curl it open and peel each individual little biscuit out of there, you know.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Set them out on the pan.
Come on, Pillsbury. Do better.
But ultimately, turns out to be worth it every single time.
Except that last time you made them.
It was close.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
Here's a life lesson. Never mess with a man on a tricycle with a machete.
Ooh.
Now, do I need to tell you that we're going to Florida for this story? A man in Florida got into a fight with another man early Sunday at a beach. And apparently the fight was over a tricycle's headlights. The victim was riding a tricycle down the beach while using a flashlight as a headlight. The assailant didn't like the light shining in his face. They began to argue. At one point, the attacker noticed that the victim had a machete in the basket of his trike. So he grabbed it and struck the victim with it. And there was a struggle. The victim took the machete back, but cut his left hand in the process. He drove away on the tricycle, called 911, and was eventually taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The police brought the suspect in, but they didn't have enough to charge him. So everybody ends up just going on their merry way.
Like, oh, God.
Hey guys, that was a bad scene, but I guess we got nothing to charge you with here.
What in the hell was that all about? I mean, what a weird thing to see.
How do you have a machete for self-protection and then allow the other person to get it,
from
easily
you.
And to hit you with it?
Yeah, and then you're cut up. You've got a flashlight taped to your tricycle. I mean, what? Who's, I don't know, what's
First
going
off,
on?
You're riding a big tricycle down the beach.
In the middle of the night.
Which seems difficult.
Yeah. I can't even picture what's going on here. And the guy's like, hey, turn off that flashlight.
You're flashing it right in my eyes.
It's like, well, it's the middle of the night and you're on a beach. I mean, who's a bigger dirtbag? I don't even know.
What, being on the beach in the middle of the night makes you a dirtbag?
Well, the guy that starts the fight with the guy on the trike because the flashlight is in his face is kind of a dirtbag.
I can understand him being a little bit aggravated if the guy just keeps flashing it in his face.
Well, he's just riding on, just like, get out of the way. I don't know. But to, like, pick a fight over it is bizarre.
There are a lot of variables to this story that you're not really sure. You kind of need to have witnessed the entire thing because there's not enough information in the story to know exactly how that transpired.
Yeah.
Like, was he holding the light in his face, or was the guy...
No, it sounded like it was taped on under the trike. So what are you doing? Go home. Don't you want to go home? I want to go home.
You know what? Maybe they were home.
Just maybe.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Ace and Friends.
Time for a brand new game on Ace and Friends. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We all do dumb things. Sometimes we do dumb things as little kids. Sometimes we do dumb things as drunk adults. Can you tell the difference? You're going to hear the dumb thing that was done.
Okay.
Then we'll pause it, and you guess whether they were a little kid or a drunk adult at that time.
Okay.
And then we will receive the answer from the person. Here we go. Number one.
I tried blowing up my neighbor's kumquat tree with fireworks.
Tried blowing up my neighbor's kumquat tree with fireworks. Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Take me, Rob.
Oh, gosh. Drunk adult.
I'm going to go little kid.
Okay.
And I have not listened to the end of these. All right, here we go. Here's the result.
I was a drunk adult. It was the 4th of July, and my neighbor called my wife fat after a dispute about parking in our driveway. So I decided to try and blow up one of his kumquat trees with some fireworks.
That's crazy.
What a redneck scene that is.
That's just spectacular. Okay, oh, here we go. Little kid or drunk adult? Here we go. Number two.
I accidentally kicked my grandma in the crotch.
All right. Accidentally kicked his grandma in the crotch.
I hope that's a kid.
Yeah. You got to go little kid on this one. You have to. Let's see the answer here.
I was a little kid. My grandma was big into karate, so she tried teaching me some moves one day. You know, she was showing me how to do a front kick. I really started getting into it. Just get my reps in. And one day, I didn't realize grandma was walking right in front of me.
No.
Boom. I accidentally kicked her straight in the crotch.
Whoa. My grandmother was big into karate? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Great statement all by itself. Okay. Number three, little kid or drunk adult. Here's what they did.
I once got kicked out of a water park for throwing ice cream into the wave pool.
You got kicked out. You were a drunk adult.
You were kicked out for throwing ice cream into the wave pool. Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Rob?
I'm going to go little kid. I think they could kick a little kid.
Okay. I go drunk adult on this one as well.
I was a drunk adult. There I was, drinking strawberry daiquiris all day long in the beating sun. I don't even remember the name of the water park, but what I do remember is there was a guy in the wave pool staring at me, laying there in my bikini. So after a few too many strawberry daiquiris, I thought it would be a good idea to throw ice cream from my spoon and catapult it at him in the water. Well, a lifeguard saw that and kicked me out.
There you go.
That's a great story. I've been there, hot, drinking fruity, sweet drinks. You're kind of sobering up, and then you got that headache in the middle of the day.
I thought you meant staring at women at the waterfall. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
All right, strap in as we take a quick trip around a few things that you might find interesting. Number one, Wisconsin is the only state in the country and the only place in the world outside of Switzerland where you can become a master cheesemaker.
That makes sense.
It does, but like I always knew they were famous for cheese in Wisconsin, but that seems to take it to a whole new level. It's the only place in the world outside of Switzerland where you can become a master cheesemaker. It is also the only U.S. state that requires a license to make cheese. You might find interesting to know the world's deepest underwater cave is in the Czech Republic. It is at least 1,704 feet deep. We say at least because that's as far as anyone's been able to go, and they still haven't found bottom. So it's deeper than that. They just don't know how deep it actually is. 1,700 feet deep. So what is that? Roughly 17, 18 stories?
Figure
a story is about 10 feet.
Oh, wow. They can't get down 17 stories in the water?
I don't know.
I mean, we can go see the Titanic.
You might find interesting to know that Kellogg's ripped off the idea for Pop-Tarts from Post. Did you know this already?
Yeah, this was in the news when Jerry Seinfeld did that Pop-Tarts movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Post announced they were going to be making a pastry for your toaster called Country Squares. So Kellogg's quickly developed their own version and got them out first in 1964. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? You announced you're going to be making we're going to make these Country Squares, and they still get it out before you?
Yeah.
And finally, you might find it interesting to know the average human body is about 97.9 degrees, not 98.6. We got the number 98.6 from a German study in 1868. Well, guess what? In 1868, thermometers were a lot less accurate than they are today. So it turns out the average body temperature is 97.9, not 98.6.
So does that mean 98.6 would be a low-grade fever?
No, you're still within the normal range there. But it does say the average body temperature is dropping about 0.05 degrees every decade, every 10 years.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm getting cold.
Yeah, I could
global cooling.
I could have looked that up, but I didn't. So that's a few things you might find interesting.
This is Ace and Friends.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
So my wife's birthday is today. Rob, I'm just curious. When is Meredith's birthday? Is that a big deal at your house?
She likes to do like a get-together with it. That's about it.
What do you mean like a get-together with friends and family?
Yeah.
Like everybody together at one time?
They try to go to dinner that day and like on the weekend probably before or after we do like a party at the house.
Okay, because you said they try to go to dinner on that day.
Her and her mom.
Okay.
I'll go too if she wants me to.
Does she want you to?
Sometimes. Sometimes she doesn't care.
If she says that I'm going to birthday dinner with my mom, you're welcome to go if you want to. Do you say yes?
Well, if she phrases it that way, no.
Okay.
Not if you're going to act like that.
Wow. So her birthday comes around. Everybody gets together. She gets together with her mom for dinner. So she and her mom have the birthday dinner together, or she and her mom and her family, whatever?
I'm sorry. I was reading something.
So her birthday dinner is with her mom and her family. Like she and her mom will have lunch, and then you'll do something with her for dinner.
Mostly she and her mom go to dinner every week. So it would be like the same thing, but they would just call it.
So that week would just be the birthday dinner.
Right.
It would be on her birthday?
Probably.
Okay. And then what would you do in that case with her for her birthday, if anything?
I mean, whatever she wants to do, really. Whatever she says.
We had an interesting scenario this week because Amanda said the other day, my birthday's on a Tuesday. Like, whose birthday's on a Tuesday? I said, well, everybody's at some
eventually.
Throughout your life, everybody's birthday is going to be on a Tuesday at some point.
Not the most fun day of the week.
But I do think it's interesting. I think she's having a little bit of a hard time because Dax's birthday is 2 days before hers. So, you know, I think, you know, some of the shine comes off the birthday then when all the focus has been on the, like for her parents, it was grandchild's birthday.
Yeah.
It was grandchild's first birthday. And that's, you know, that's everything. And I think they actually, they got her a gift, and I think they brought it Saturday, like, hey, here's your birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here for Dax. We're here for the grandchild.
Yeah.
And that's a cold lesson to learn when you have kids, is that and even as you grow older, that your birthday doesn't matter anymore as much. And that's not as big a deal. But especially after you have kids, you're like, if your birthday is close to your kid's birthday, you might as well hang that up because nobody cares. Even the house is still, you're still putting away kid birthday stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Tougher for women than men, but tough.
Much tougher for women than men. And I think it comes back as they get a little bit, as the kids get a little bit older, it comes back to where they get, you know, more fun comes back into their birthday. But those first few years can be a tough adjustment. Tough adjustment.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
One of the things we pride ourselves on Ace and Friends is helping people with their social dilemmas. I'm going to give you a dilemma. What advice would you give to this particular person? I found these all online, so I don't know these people personally. My friend's boyfriend just dumped her. I found out recently that he started dating his new girlfriend before they even broke up. They've been together for about a year. Do I tell her what I learned or leave it?
I think women and men have different opinions on that. Like, women want to know what their ex is doing now. I don't think I would want to know, though, as a guy. So, I mean, my friend telling me, like, hey, guess who your girlfriend's dating now? I'd look at him and be like, hey, did you need to bring that up to me? I don't know.
But I think what they're worried about sharing is, you know, they started dating before you broke up, right?
Like,
if Rob and Meredith broke up and you knew that Meredith started seeing the guy that she's seeing now before she and Rob broke up, would you tell Rob?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to give you everything. I'll just take that.
I'd
rather not know. And I don't want to cause him any more hurt or upset.
Yeah.
Rob, would you tell if Riggins was dating someone and you knew that after they broke up and you knew that she was seeing somebody while they were still together, would you tell Riggins?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was at my high school reunion and got a little drunk. A friend of mine posted a picture of me on social media and I don't want my coworkers to see it. I'm a mid-level manager and I try to keep things buttoned up on social media. Can I ask her to take it down or am I overthinking this?
No, I would totally ask somebody to take it down. Yeah, sure. What's the harm?
I know. I didn't, you know, I was a little drunk and that might hurt my job.
Yeah.
Totally understandable to ask to take that down.
I agree.
A friend I've known for almost 15 years ended a relationship with her guy about 6 months ago. It was an amicable split. He reached out to me recently to see if I'd like to get a drink. I've always had a crush on him. I think he's awesome. And my friend isn't my best friend, but like I said, I've known her almost 15 years. How should I handle this?
I would not do that. Even if we weren't best of friends.
Would you even ask the friend? Like, hey, I think he's great. Would you mind if he asked me out?
No.
You would just pass altogether?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would not do that.
You wouldn't go on the download, on the DL, just try to see? Nothing? Okay.
I wouldn't either.
This is disappointing.
I wouldn't either. I guess I wouldn't either. This is.
This is Ace and Friends.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let bygones be bygones. Forgive and forget. It's time to move on. Unless you're a woman. Listen to this viral story. This
you know how they have that saying that's like, people don't talk about you, like people don't think about you as much as you think they do. Like, no, don't worry about it. It's like meant to make you feel better. I just want to say that if you've ever wronged me or a single one of my friends, our girl group chat is talking about you. And we've never forgotten. We never will forget. If you ever see us out and you're like, oh, she doesn't harbor that resentment. Like, there's no way she still remembers. There's no way she's still carrying a grudge. Like, they're not talking about me. I'm just being paranoid. No, you're not. No, you're not. We are talking about you. And we all f-ing hate you. Even if they've never met you before, they all f-ing hate you for me.
There you go.
Whoa.
There's a nastiness to that that you're not going to escape.
No, it sounds like she just got over a situation. She was like, let me record this.
I want to make sure everybody's aware. I don't let go of grudges.
Yeah, and she's kind of implying that all women are like this. She's like, we care.
Yeah.
We don't like this person forever.
I don't believe you should waste any of your time or effort rooting against someone or letting it bother you.
Yeah.
I'm adamant in that because I think that's a waste of your energy, so to speak. However,
but
I have a few people in my life that I hold a grudge against that I genuinely despise. And my belief in life is that I will use the fact that I hate them so viciously to fuel my success further. So that one day they have to look at me and go, at least think to themselves, I was wrong. And then, and I'll never even have to deal with them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But it burns in me to reattain a level of success that I had at one point in my life, just so I know that they know they were wrong. And they'll probably never acknowledge that.
Wow.
Now, that is not the way you're supposed to live.
What's wrong with that?
As a therapist told me once, hey, you can forgive. You don't have to forget. Like, you can remember, but you got to, like, he was like, hey, man, you got to let go of some of this. Like,
oh, Lord.
Yeah, he told me, he was, that is intense. I was like, yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know it is. I know.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
I haven't listened to a lot of music lately. What's everybody listening to? Rob, what are you listening to the most of these days?
There's a guy named Zach Top, who is an up-and-comer in the country music scene. I sent you and TJ the album.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's like 90s country.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. That was pretty good. Riggins, what are you listening to a lot? And it doesn't have to be something new. Maybe you're into something old at the time.
What am I listening to? I don't know. To all the top 40 songs.
Okay.
I like the bar song, whatever that. Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, you like her?
I love Sabrina Carpenter. I like looking at her. She is as cute as they come.
I like the way he says it. Oh, I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, she's really cute.
Yeah.
She has some good songs, too.
Mostly, I've been listening to Three Little Birds by Bob Marley a lot on repeat because I cannot get that baby to sleep at night, and it's driving me crazy. And then when I get in my car, it just connects and starts playing, and it drives me nuts.
You sick of it? Yeah.
Oh, just it has a time and a place now. If I hear it outside of trying to put him to sleep, you know, it doesn't work for me. Other than that, I've been listening to a lot of playlists, like just trying to keep Dax entertained around the house, just trying different things to see what he likes. 90s country. Doesn't do a lot for him.
No,
he doesn't seem to be reacting to 90s country. Like I haven't yet convinced him that Pickup Man by Joe Diffie is a great song.
Joe DeFib.
He's not quite feeling it yet.
Joe DeFib.
He's not quite feeling Prop Me Up by the Jukebox by Doug Supernaw.
No.
But
I thought that was Joe Diffie.
Is Prop Me Up by the Jukebox Joe Diffie?
I think so.
Okay, I got him confused then. Well, Pickup Man is Joe Diffie either way.
Yeah, he just loves playing the Joe Diffie. That's all.
I do. I was on a Joe Diffie kick recently. He does seem to enjoy 80s. It's called 80s Summer Hits.
Mm.
So I just scroll through the 80s Summer Hits. He seems to like Want to Be Starting Something by Michael Jackson. Seems to move him in some way. Maybe a Michael Jackson thing. Billie Jean. He seems to react to like, oh, I like this one. This is kind of a jam.
That's a good one.
Well, your nephew's an Elvis and
tribute artist.
So yep. Maybe Dax will be the Michael Jackson tribute artist.
Oh,
I should throw some Elvis on there and see if Elvis moves him in some way.
Oh, you trying to take your nephew shine?
I'm just trying to see if you might enjoy. You know, they live far away, Rob. You can't have just one Elvis tribute artist.
Okay,
you might just have one in the family.
That might make Ace too emotional to have a nephew that's dang Elvis tribute artist and a Michael Jackson. All he needs is have one more kid so he can be a Joe Diffie tribute artist.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
One thing you learn when you have kids is that sometimes you just spot a kid and go, oh, okay, that kid's different. For example, when my son was growing up playing baseball, there was a kid that played and you just knew like, oh, he's next level. This like just something about him at six. He's doing things that the other six-year-olds can't do. And my son was pretty good. This kid was light years beyond anybody else. Like it just like he's that good. And then sometimes you see kids, you think, that kid's kind of weird. Let's just the way they react. Well, this little kid speaks for
himself. Would you rather be trapped in a room filled with spiders or snakes?
Both.
Okay. All right. It's a red flag. Both.
He's got a shirt. He's got little stains on it. He looks at the camera. He's like, both.
Yeah. Put a little post-it note on that kid. Look out for him.
Like, we know. We all know who that kid is in school.
Yeah, we're gonna have problems with him, maybe.
Were you able to peg the kids when you were in school? Did you know, like in elementary school, like that kid's gonna be a problem?
Yeah.
And they turned out to be a problem, like by high school, you're like, yep, I knew that was gonna be one.
Yeah, the kid that was the really good drawer, like artist, he drew a lot of really intricate art, but it was always like the Grim Reaper, and he was like, you know, dragging away bodies. You're like, okay, well, you don't want to squash the talent. And he's like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. Unfortunately, he's funneling it all into these very dark, you know.
So what happened as he got older?
He was arrested for a variety of things, drugs, larceny. He ran away from home a couple times.
But you just kind of saw early on, like, there's something troubling this kid for him to be drawing that all the time.
Yeah, and in a Catholic school, that was like a major red flag that he's like drawing. You know,
that's wild.
Interpretations of the devil and things like that. Yeah. You know, the nuns, they didn't care what the talent was. They're like, well, that's fine. He's a great artist. Good. Don't do it here. You know, they were not thrilled about it. But he was funny. He was always funny. But yeah.
But you could tell immediately.
Something. Yeah.
Something's off with this young man is not quite working.
Is it all the Grim Reaper stuff? I mean, have you... Why don't you draw like a golden retriever or something?
I'm not
even
sure if I was in the fifth grade, I knew what the Grim Reaper was.
Yeah, with like the cloak and the big
staff.
The big staff thing, the hook on it, the knife.
A scythe.
And this is what, middle school, elementary school?
Elementary school, yeah.
Oh, man.
Really smart.
Yeah.
Funny. Everybody, you know, kind of liked him, but.
But you just knew something different about that.
Something different about him. And, you know, it turns out we were right.
Right.
This is Ace and Friends.